Today I'm going to talk about an open source project designed for protecting the network, in particular using some concepts such as geofencing, block list, and analysis of service networks. I will tell you a little bit the idea behind this project. So in essence, this work has started mainly when the war in Ukraine started, and we have seen a really spike in attacks to our servers. And so we wanted to do something that was easier to maintain than what we had in the past. So we said, let's do something. And this is a work that we have started to develop with some students at the university. And we said to ourselves, we need to handle a little bit IP firewalling a little bit better, because you know a firewall is great if it is static. So in the sense that you put some rules inside the firewall and they stay in the firewall for a while. It's not your continuous add remove. You know, this is not a nice thing. And a typical example is geofencing. Geofencing is the ability to block traffic from specific countries. We know that it is not a solution. Definitely, it is not a solution. But for specific protocols, it makes sense. Let's make an example. Suppose that you have a VPN server, okay, that it is used by your company to simply to connect to your corporate site. So what do you want to leave it open for everybody? Okay, you can claim that today you are in Belgium, maybe tomorrow or after tomorrow you will be back to your home country. So probably it is not a good idea. But in general, some sort of geofencing is necessary. If you manage a service on the internet, you will see that most of the logs inside your Apache.log or Postgres or whatever, are generated by people that are not really interested in what you do, but are interested in breaking you or to try to find a way to break your system to go somewhere else. So it makes sense for us at least to circumvent. When I say geofencing, it doesn't mean a specific country. It doesn't mean Belgium, for instance. Okay, might say okay, Europe. Okay, or for sure, you know, not South America. And another problem is encryption. Okay, encryption is a very nice thing to have. We are not going to remove it. Actually, it should be present everywhere. But the problem is that if you look at this problem from the network, okay, we are in the network dev room, you will see that the encryption creates a problem. Not just the analysis of the traffic per se. So when you say the initial handshake,